Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Thursday, September 22. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, police launch investigation into sudden death of Calypsonian. Babies left in cardboard boxes at cat-strapped hospital in Venezuela as the country spirals into financial abyss. And Egypt migrant boat capsized, hundreds feared dead. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. The details after this.
Beat the clock is on again with even more amazing deals and unbeatable savings from 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. Go bust the deals. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pick your discount. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. 20% off on selected items, cash or credit purchases. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. We'll pay your VAT on credit purchases 24 months and over. 2 p.m. until BOGO. Buy any item from a selected list and get a second one at equal or lesser value at half price. Hurry on down to court and beat the clock. 3 days only. Wednesday, September 21st to Friday, September 23rd. Conditions apply. See in store for details. Courts, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started because I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast
$8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started because I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Police have launched investigations into the unexpected death of Dominican Calypsonian Leandra Cuffey. According to police reports, Cuffey, 41, from Grand Fork, complained of severe headache on the morning of Tuesday, September 20, and was transported to the Laplane Health Center, where she was referred to the Princess Margaret Hospital for further medical examination. However, a stop was required at the Revere Sirik Health Center, where Cuffey was examined and pronounced dead by a medical doctor. Police PRO Sergeant Pelham Baptist has more.
Investigations have commenced into the circumstances surrounding the death of a 41-year-old female of Grand Fort. It was reported to the police that Leandra Cuffey complained of severe headaches and was transported to the Laplane Health Center. Cuffey was referred to the Princess Margaret Hospital for further medical examination. While being transported by the fire and ambulance service, there was a need to make a stop at the Revere Sirik Health Center, where Cuffey was examined and pronounced dead by a medical doctor. The incident occurred about 7:20 a.m. on Tuesday, the 20th of September 2016. A coroner's inquest will be convened. Investigations are ongoing. The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force extends deepest condolences to the family and friends of the late 41-year-old Leandra Cuffey of Grand Fort.
General Secretary of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston, wants better relations between the government and the parliamentary opposition. Johnson says that this is lacking in Dominica and negatively impacts democracy here. He says the DLP government of before fails to address these matters, and this is something which will definitely be looked at under a new DFP regime.
The only way you can attract good people into politics is to be able to treat them and respect them properly. And I was very proud of that, and the fact that they equipped the office of the leader of the opposition, for example, in Dominica. And we too, as the Freedom Party, we are guilty of that when we're in government.
Right.
That there was an office, but not an equipped office. And I think we need to change that, that the leader of the opposition, who is an important figure in the governance of the country, in a democracy, should be respected.
Meanwhile, DFP leader Michael Astafan says the DLP administration has gone overboard regarding forming proper democratic relations between their administration and the parliamentary opposition. Astafan claims that the government has done everything in its power to ostracize and victimize the parliamentary opposition and its leader. He's of the view that democracy is not being practiced here by the country's leaders.
And that is what this administration has failed to recognize. They've done everything in their power to ostracize, to victimize the opposition in parliament, to present or to represent the people who elected them. And I feel that a member of parliament should not let any speaker prevent them from representing their people and asking the most appropriate questions.
The government of Dominica on Wednesday joined 30 other countries to deposit their instruments of ratification of the Paris Agreement on climate change at a special event at the United Nations. The government was represented by Minister of Foreign Affairs and CARICOM, Francine Baron. According to a press release, this brings the number of countries that have joined the Paris Agreement to 55, reaching one requirement for the coming into force of the agreement. The agreement will come into force when the total number of countries that have ratified the convention accounts for 55% of global greenhouse gas emissions. On Monday, Dominica joined the People's Republic of China in celebrating its 67th anniversary since its founding. The reception was held at the Fortune Hotel, which included a Chinese ambassador to Dominica, as well as staff of the Chinese embassy. Also in attendance were Dominica as a president and the country's prime minister and other members of parliament. The Chinese ambassador to Dominica, Li Jiangning, says the China-Dominica relationship continues to develop and deepen. He says the mutual understanding and exchanges between the two countries continue to benefit the people of both countries.
China-Dominica relations continues to develop and deepen, entering the second decade. Just as the Prime Minister once said 2 years ago, this relationship between our two countries, geographically far apart, as young and vibrant as well as mature and steady. The mutual understanding and exchanges between our two peoples and cooperation between our two countries continue to strengthen our friendship and benefit peoples of both countries. I've been delighted to take part in the groundbreaking for the new National Hospital, in witnessing the opening of the computer lab at the New Town Primary, as well as the handover of 54 forgers at PMH just last week. I'm looking forward to the groundbreaking of Yorkie Valley Bridge in the near future. China will continue to support the economic and social development of Dominica and always remain a true friend of Dominica, the nature island, the green pearl in the Caribbean.
Dominica established diplomatic relations with the PRC on March 23, 2004. Since then, the two countries have enjoyed a meaningful partnership promoting mutual cooperation, culture, and peace, which has been significantly beneficial to the Commonwealth of Dominica in a variety of sectors as Dominica continues to support the One China policy. Dominica is said to be leading the way in its use of the Universal Service Fund. In 2009, the Cabinet approved the regulation covering the Universal Service Fund, one established to assist with the telecommunication needs of the country, specifically parts where private sector companies were not ready to invest in. The National Telecommunications Regulatory Commission, NTRC, administers the funds with the aim of creating and launching telecommunication projects for the country. Chairman of the NTRC, Curtis Winston, believes while all Eastern Caribbean Telecoms Authority, ECTEL states, have established a universal service fund, Dominica is leading the way in which the government has chosen to use its funds. Last week, an emergency response system, an initiative of the NTRC, was officially launched in Dominica.
I believe that we utilize USF to the best advantage in Dominica. For example, our friends in St. Kitts, I think they have $4 million in their budget and they've done one project since 2009. Our friends in St. Vincent and the Grenadines have run out of money because they've done so many small projects, they now have to wait until the fund accumulates before they can do anything else. The NTRC, having done those projects, we have now had to look at the National Emergency Response Center. The National Emergency Response Center is operated by the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force, and it is predicated upon this 911 system. The 911 system costs $1.8 million, which we in the NTRC, through the USF, we have provided these funds. This compares very favorably with a system in Antigua that costs $8 million. And I can say that each one of the other states of the Eastern Caribbean Telecommunications Authority are looking with great admiration at what we're doing to see if this system really is going to live up to expectations.
The Universal Service Fund and the NTRC have executed a number of services across the island, including providing broadband service to Concord, Bells, and the Kalinago Territory, as well as the DSC and the Dominica Botanical Gardens. And the Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Health with responsibility for the environment, Ivor Stevenson, says Dominica and the rest of the region cannot become complacent and assume vector-borne diseases will simply one day cease to exist. He says even while measures are being put in place to curb the spread of the disease-carrying mosquitoes, the region is still being faced with threats of this epidemic of vector-borne diseases.
We can rest assured and feel comfortable that vector-borne disease will eventually get out of the region. They are here to stay because, most importantly, we know that one of the principal vectors for these diseases, especially the spread of these diseases, is the Aedes aegypti mosquito. Much effort has been placed by the Ministry of Health and other agencies, especially the National Pest Control, for the control of dengue fever and other vector-borne diseases. But yet we have realized that even then, even while measures are being placed for the control, we are still continuing to be faced with threats of this epidemic of disease. We hear much about climate change, and we look at the behaviors of people as respect to the control of diseases, but yet we continue to have threats. We continue to have epidemics of this disease. Now that we have not necessarily a new method of control, but additional support towards that control, and that is through the use of fodders, and the fodders being donated here, I understand it's 50 new fodders, we must not be too complacent as a people and feel that we now have the cure for the spread of this disease.
Stevenson says it is about people and their practices at ensuring effective control and management of vector-borne diseases.
I say so because, truly speaking, vector-borne diseases, especially the control of dengue, the control of yellow fever, which is also known for threat in Africa, and we are hitting now Zika and chikungunya. It's really about people. It's about our practices. It's about our behaviors, it's about our attitudes. So this is just an additional support to ensure that we as a population can continue to do what we have to do in order to ensure that we have effective control and the management of these diseases.
The economic crisis in Venezuela is now so bad that doctors are using cardboard boxes instead of incubators to keep newborn babies. The photos of tiny sleeping children have caused outrage after they were posted online and have shown a light on the desperate situation in the country. Manuel Ferreira, director of human rights for coalition group the Democratic Unity Roundtable, said they had been taken in the Domingo Guzman Landa Hospital in Barcelona in the northeastern state. And survivors from a boat which capsized off the Egyptian coast on Wednesday have told the BBC that hundreds of people may have drowned. The boat was carrying about 550 migrants when it capsized 8 miles, 12 kilometers off the coast, they say. Authorities have rescued 163 people and recovered 42 bodies so far off the port city of Rosetta. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Police launch investigations into sudden death of Calypsonian. Babies left in a cardboard boxes at cash-strapped hospital in Venezuela as the country spirals into financial abyss. And Egypt migrant boat capsized, hundreds fear dead. The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.